Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shir by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Zvachim is dedicated to Le'ilu Nishmas Rabbi Chil Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Learning Maseches Zvachim Daf Ayin Dalid, we're starting from Daf Ayin Gimel days in the middle of the Amud. The Gemara just got through explaining the Mishnah that says that if you have a Shor Niskel or a Chatas HaMesa that got mixed up to other Karbonais, the Din is Yemusu Kulan. The Gemara explains, why don't you say Bittul B'Rayv? The Gemara says either because it's a davar shebeminyan, or because balei chayim are in batel, and why don't you make it parish and then say call the parish mu'a parish? And the Gemara explains because a gzeri you might take it when it's kavua. We were marich on these things in the previous shiurim. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rava, hashad amar abanan leinakriv. Once is a din an isadir abanan to be makriv, inakriv leimaratzi. If you are makriv, it doesn't work. It's not miratza. And that's because, like the Gemara is mavur, because of dichoy, that you have a concept that once a carbon becomes pasul, you can't be makriv it, even if afterwards it becomes roy, to be makriv again, it still retains its original soul. It's called dichoy. Once kevin shenitchu nitchu, the carbon is dachoy, you can't be brought. So the Gemara asks, Kasha, Eishra, Hunabar, Yudul, Rava, Chatas and Nisarva ba'ilah, va'ilah and Nisarva ba'chatas. If you have a chatas and a ilah being muriv one with the other, afilo achas beriba yemusa kulam, you have to kill all of them because you can't bring it as a chatas because of the teruvus of the ilah. You can't bring it as an ilah because of the teruvus of the chatas. And like Rashi explains, the reason why you don't say yirachi yistav and then be paid to all of them is because we're dealing with birds and there's a din of ein pidyon ba'ifais. So there is no Eitzah by birds when there's a mixture of a Chattis and a Ila. You can't bring it as a Chattis, you can't bring it as an Ila, you don't bring it at all. But the Mishnah says, if you did bring it, so let's say they brought them all Lamala, which is where you bring the Ila, so all the Ilas are Kasher. If they brought them all Lamata, all the Chattis are Kasher. So why don't you say Dichli, because you weren't allowed to bring it. So the Gemara says, it's the man, the Amma of Balei Chayim, Einam Nidachim. There's a machlekes tanon if balei chayim are nidachim or einem nidachim, and it goes the Mishnah, the Rava was going like the man Yomer that balei chayim could be nidachim. Is it din dicha even by balei chayim? And that Mishnah is going like the Tana that balei chayim einem nidachim. Then the Gemara asks from Rabbi Lazar that says if you makriv one of them, then you could be makriv all the rest because once one of them's out of the picture, there's no isef taruvis, and it's not Balei Chayim anymore. So the Gemara says that goes like Chanan HaMitzvi. Chanan HaMitzvi is someone who does not hold of Dichli altogether. And kan the Sugyas HaGemara. So Rashi, we have in Rashi the Itchilei Midrabanan, and then it's a Shtikl Shaila about the Gersoyus in Rashi. It's a parenthesis, and some don't have the Gersa. But Rashi had a Gersa that even Midaraisa, it's itchi, because when it's kavua, you're not allowed to bring it. It's just that midaraisa, you'd be allowed to make it parish, but the rabbanan say you can't make it parish. So mela, it's considered dachoy. And he brings v'rebi oimali that no, that kavua, the whole din kavua is not deraisa. The din kavua, midaraisa, is only when the isser is dikabim kaimai. And mela, the dicha would be the rabbanan. A little bit shver, the tzad in Rashi, that the dicha would be deraisa, because the din kavua is a din kavua midaraisa, but the Gemara asked the kasha about bittul b'rayv, and the Gemara's answer was it's a davish b'minyan or it's balei chayim, and l'chayra this din that davish b'minyan is not batal or balei chayim is not batal is a din derabanan, unless Rashi holds that tzkufa a din deraisa that davish b'minyan is not batal. There's a tshuva serash in tshuva chaf ayz beis, which is mashma that he held that the din of dava chashiv ain't a batal is a din deiraisa. Pashtus, the peiskim naman, and the rishonim say mafurish, kama rishonim, taisis here, and the rajban teres habayis, and the ran, and the tur, and the shulchan aruch, the pashtus is a din derabanan. But I guess it's sad to learn that rishon could learn that it's a din deiraisa. But we'll say another pshat in the tzad of Rashi that it's a dicha midaraisa in the hemshech of the shir. But Kipshutai, the Balpin Taya Isser, Hakrav is the Rabbanan. I mean, there is a din of Bittul B'Rayv, or you could be Nechveshinu v'naydinu, and say called the parish move a parish, it's only derabbanan, you can't do it. So pashas midiraisa wouldn't be shaykh that it's dichoy. So the shita mekavetzes in Ashmat, at the end of the mesechta of the Ashmat, the shita mekavetzes aizvav, presumably it's a taisis that he's quoting, he brings it to Rishbam asked Akasha, what's the pshat? The Gemara in Yevamis, in the 10th parak, in the beginning, asked Akasha that it says that if someone is Zayrik Dam, that's Tamei, so if it's B'Shegig, it's Hurtza, and B'Mezid, it's Loi Hurtza. It doesn't work for the carbon. And B'Shegig, it's Hurtza because it sits as Meratza on Tumah. And B'Mezid, it's Loi Hurtza, Midirabanan, that the Rabbanan said you shouldn't be Zayrik the Dam, and Midirabanan, if you did it B'Mezid, it's Loi Hurtza. So the Gemara asks, if you hold that, and this is how we paskin, that Chazal, it's Ein Kayach L'Rabbanan, Lafgim Edivei Terah, by Kum Vasei, the Chacham can't be Oikad Avim in Atarah, so how could it be that they could say that the carbon is L'Hurtza, because you're Zerik the Dam Tamei, B'Mezid, then you're going to bring another carbon, and that's Chulin Ba'azorah. So the Gemara says, that when it says lehurtz, it means that you can't eat the basar, but ain't a chanami, the bailaman is kapir. Now here in this Gemara, anyway, can't eat the basar because of the teruvas of the sharanisko. The only question is that maybe the bailaman is kapir because mimanashach, his carbon was brought. So the whole issue here is the bailam being the kapir. And that Gemara is mavur, that the rabbanan can't say that you're not yaitzi a carbon, if me there I see yaitzi a carbon, because then you're going to bring another carbon, and that's chulin ba'azara. So how could it be here, which midiraisa, you're allowed to bring the karbanis, midirabanan you're not, but the evid, if you brought the karbanis, the Gemara says that since you're not allowed to bring it, but the evid also it doesn't work, but that's only a din derabanan. So how could it be that it doesn't work, and you'll have to bring another carbon, you're bringing chulam ba'azara, it's a problem like the Gemara in Yevamah says, of chachamim oikadavim in atayra, b'kum va'asei. So the Rishbam says that if we're talking about an oila, or a shlamin, you could bring a carbon and make a tanai. If my carbon was brought already in a yetza, so I'm bringing an adava. And if it wasn't yetza, so this is the carbon. So mela, it's not a problem of chulam bazara, because you can make it tonight. And if the brisa here, the mishnah in kinim, about the chatayis and the oilis being mixed up together, that's talking about a chata saif, and oilis saif is not a problem to bring out tonight. And a chata saif, is a din that a chata saif is ba'al a safik. So since it's a safik, so you can bring the chata saif, which is ba'al a safik, and make it tonight, that, and then say that if I need a chata, it should be the chata, because a chata saif is ba'al a safik. But the Taisis asks the Kasha Nereshbam, so what do you do if you have a chata's behema, that a shor niskal or a chata samesik gets mixed into chata's behema? What are you going to do in that case? You can't bring a chata's behema al a safik. And you can't bring a chatas behema bin adava and make it tonight. So how is that going to work? If mi derabanan, how would derabanan say you're not yaitzim when they're dealing with a chatas? If mi deraisi really could bring it, so mi deraisi there's no din dichoy, derabanan could say that you're not allowed to bring it. They could ask you to bring it. But once you brought it, to be mechayiv you to bring another chatas, it's a shail of chulam ba'azara, it's like adava min atayrim. So, Taisis there brings another teretz, from Abenu Manayach, that he says that Kolzman the Behema is alive, Chazal could be Mafkia, the Din Hektash of the Behema, with the power of Hefker Bezdin Hefker. The Gemara in Yevamos was talking about the carbon was brewed already, the carbon was shechted already. Once the carbon was shechted, you can't be Mafkia, the Din Hektash of the Behema. Then the Dam became Tameh. I mean, there I see you're allowed to be Zarek the Dam, so but the evidence if you Zarek the Dam, there's nothing Chazal can do. They can't say you're not Yetzir because Chazal can't be Oiker Adavim in Atayra. Mashenkin, when the Behem is still alive, Chazal could be Oiker the Hekter Shalidei the Koyach of Hefker Bezdin Hefker. Now, about Taisus Kasha on the Rashbam, that he's saying that really it's only Nidcha when you have an Yetzir to bring another one that says if it's an Eilor or Shlomim where you could bring one Bin Adava, or by a Chata Saif, which you could bring a Chata Saif a Baal HaSafik. And Taisus asks Akasha, what about a chatas behema? So the chayyur the teretz is, and as I take a state in the Chazei Nish, in Kama, Simon Lamedala, Deis Gimel, that ain't a chanami. That Rava's din of Le Meratzi would only be by a Eilus Behema or a Shlam of Behema, or by a Chattis Oif, which is Baal HaSavik. You wouldn't be able to say that din by a Chattis Behema, because there'd be a problem of Chulam Bazar. Now, Rabbeinu Menayach's Teretz is very mechudish, like the Arsameach points out in Psula Hilchas Psula Mekdashim, Perek Vav Alachi Yedzayin, that Hefka Bezin Hefka works when the Bailin could be Mafkir, so then Bezin could be Mafkir. Once a person makes it into a Chattis, there's nothing he could do. He can't sell the Chattis to anyone else, it can't be Mafkir it. It's not Beshus anymore. It's a big Chiddish to say that Bezin could be Mafkir, Hefka Bezin Hefka could work even when the Bailin himself can't be Mafkir it. So, the Arsameach says a big Chiddish, the Arsameach says if someone doesn't want to bring a carbon, so then it doesn't work. The carbon won't work for him. If you bring a carbon against somebody's will, it doesn't work. If he's mechuyev to bring it, the Gemara says in Bava Basra, you could be kaif and isa chemi reitzani. But if he doesn't want to bring the carbon, it doesn't work. So when Chazal tell him not to bring a carbon, so that blames that he doesn't want to bring the carbon because he doesn't want to do keneged Chazal. And Memela, since he doesn't want to bring the carbon, he doesn't want to do keneged Chazal. So even with the Evid, it doesn't work. By the Zrigas Adam, by Tuma, there he did it b'mezid. He wanted this dam to be Nizrak. So then, he wants it against Chazal. So that's the Gemara of Kasha. Why couldn't it work? It's Chacham Ma'ikadav Menatera. Now, Shaykin here, we're talking about it was brought b'shegig. He didn't realize that the Sharaniskel was mixed in, or he's not allowed to bring it when the Sharaniskel was mixed in. So there, the reason why it's not Meratz is because he doesn't want it. This is not the Teretz of Teis, this is another Teretz. So the Kitzah, on the Kasha that we have, on Teis's Kasha, that since Midereis it is Roya to bring it, Midereis you say Bittul B'Royiv, you could say Kol the Parish Meruba Parish, so how could the Issa der Rabbana make a Din Dicha Midereisa, and he should bring another carbon? Why is Nechacham Lega Davim in Atera? Like the Gemara asked the Kasha by Zrika Saddam, Betuma, that Midereis the Tzitzis Miratza, so Chazal can't say it's not Meratzah and bring Chulam Ba'azara because it's Eikad Avim in a Torah. So we have the Rishbam's Teretz that Chazal only said it in a case where you could, by Chata Sa'if, which is Baal HaSafek, or by Eilu or Shlomo, which is Baal Benedavim. We have Rabbeinu Menayach's Teretz that Yodei the Hefker Bezdin Hefker, calls Man the Behem is alive, the Hefker Bezdin Hefker Kemefkiah, the Din Karbon. And we have the Arsameach's Teretz, that Chazal doesn't want him to bring it, so because he himself doesn't want, so that's Mafkia, the Din Karbon. Shara Yeshir, Shimon Shkop, Shara Gimel Perek Yedal, says a very interesting thing. He says the two Terutzim in the Shittim and Kibetzis are Dachuk. I guess the first Terutz is Dachuk because the Gemara is not Mashman that way. The Gemara is Mashman, it's Pasol. And the Gemara is Mashman, even by Chattas, he'd be able to bring another one. And the second Teretz is Dachuk, I guess, because, like, there are some next time, the Hefke Bezin Hefke, the Chayr shouldn't work after the Behemoth is already Kachim, and there's no way for the person to be Mafkirt. So Reb Shimon Shkop asks another Kasha. He says, even if Midereisa wouldn't be Bakal, but why would that be Dachuk? The carbon itself you could bring. It's just you have a Teruvis of the Sharaniskel. So the reason why you can't bring is because you don't know which one is the carbon and which one is the Sharaniskel. But that shouldn't be absurd to the carbon. You find a lot of times that doesn't make it ain't a roi, l'mashal. Taisus earlier, I think we mentioned in the shir, and daf ayin aleph, that when it says ariv etreifa in the karbanis, and the Gemara says it's yirachi yistayiv, and the shail is, why don't you have a din of ain paidim as a kachil machil maklavim? If you can't have a carbon as a mum, but the only thing it's also to eat, it's treifa, so you can't be paid to such a carbon because ain't paid them as a kachim achil and leklavim. So Taisus says that's only when all you could do with it is imachil leklavim. But here the carbon itself is mutter to eat. It's just you can't eat it but payil because of the teruvus of the treifa. But the carbon is mutter, so that's not called ain't paid them as a kachim achil and leklavim. Al derezay you find in chulin if you have the din is a treifa doesn't need kisei adam because it says. Has to be selling royal achila. But a suffix treifa doesn't kisei adam. Ilam, I see you can't eat it, because suffix the reisel l'chumah. The tarot says, because it is mutter to eat. But payal, you can't eat it, because you have a chashis to treifa. But on the tzad, it's not a treifa, it's mutter. So even though I see you can't eat it, even though it's not a chafer, because you don't know it's not a chafer, but that doesn't mean it's ain't a roi. It's really roi. Lemaisi, you can't eat it. You find also in Yevamis, they have a suffix erva, the din is a schelatsis. Why don't you say, kol she'ein oil leave min oil l'chalitza? You can't marry her because it's a suffix, she might be an erva. So why don't you say, kol she'ein oil leave min oil l'chalitza? So Teret says, because maybe she's not an erva. So even though b'peil you can't marry her because maybe she is an erva, but on the tzad that she's not an erva, she is roi. It's just you can't marry her because you don't know. So why don't you say the same thing? The karbanas are roi to bring. You can't bring it because you don't know. You don't know which one's the sharniska, which one's the carbon, but the carbon is v'etzim roi. Now, Zagdim Shiminshka, Vaisdeis Dichoy doesn't work that way. Lagabi the din Dichoy, Lagabi the other dinim we discussed, Dein Paidim Eskachim Achilim Leklovim, or Lagabi the din of Kalai Erli Mal Lechalitza, or Lagabi the din that you need Royal Achila for Kisei Adam, that's totally on Be'etzim. That's totally, is it Be'etzim Asur Amutter? Even if Be'payil you can't eat it, but since it's only because you don't know, on the tzad that it's not a erva, she's royal nibum. On the tzad that it's not a treva, it's royal achila. So memela, it would not have the din, the ptur of kisei adam, or the din of ein paisuch gun klavim, or the din of kol shein olim menel lechalitza. Mashenkin dichoy, dichoy lekabe kabanas is totally in bepayel. If a pail you can't bring it as a carbon, that makes it din dichoy, even though it's vatsim roy. Now this, Shtikl Teri is saying, is negay, even if midereinsa, there'll be issa teruvis. Even if midereinsa, it wouldn't be bottle. But lamaisa, the carbon itself, is roi. It's just, you have a suffix, maybe it's a sharanisko, but the carbon itself is roi. Vaisas lagabe dichoy, since bepoil mamish, you can't bring it, has a din of dichoy. Zakib Shimon, who would then lagabe their abundance that way? And he wants to learn up Rashi, that's wanted to say it's dereinsa, is also all that way. He says the Torah reckons with the Rabbanans. The Torah reckons with an Isser the Rabbanan. The Torah gives the right for the Rabbanan to make an Isser. Now, Vars, the chiluk between an Isser the Reis and Isser the Rabbanan is, an Isser the Reis is Be'etzim Asser. The Chayfetz itself has an in the Chalaisis of the Reis. Mashiach, an Isser the Rabbanan, the Chayfetz is really Mutta, but you have to listen to the Rabbanan. That's what makes the Isser. It's not Be'etzim, it's not an inherent Isser. Practically, you have to listen to the Rabbanan, that's why it's Aser. So, Lagade Dichoy, which is not totally in the Be'etzim Isser. The Haraya by a Suffolk also you say Dichoy. So, who would then by the Rabbanan you say Dichoy? The Reis also reckons with the Rabbanan, and since me the Rabbanan Bepoil, since Lamaisa Bepoil, you can't bring the carbon outside the Isser the Rabbanan, that would make it didn't Dichoy the Reisa, that's Reb Shimon Shtikl Teir. Now, there's another Ara on the Sugya, Rabbi Kivegis Kasha. The Gemara had said, the Gemara brought the kasha from the Mishnah in Kinim about the chatas and the oil getting mixed up, and you're not able to bring either of them because you can't do that void of the chatas because maybe it's an oil. You can't do that void of the oil because maybe it's a chatas. So you can't do either of them. So then is your musa kulan. But do you have it if you brought it? If you brought them lamala, so all the oilas are good. If you brought a lamata, all the chatayas are good. So Gemara asks, why don't you say dichoy? So the Gemara says, because it's balei chayim, and it's going like the Tana and the holds of balei chayim ainim nidachim. So if I be kivega, but once you did malika, it's no longer balei chayim, right? It's dead. And now you still have to do that veda sadam. And you still have the same problem. After you did the malika, to do the dam lamala, the way oil is done, you see there's really two chalukim between the chatas aif and chatas and the oil saif, that's mavur in the seventh parak. One is that the chata saif is lamata, the oil saif is lamala. And the second is that the oil saif you do mitzui, and the chata saif you do hazar and mitzui. So again, after you did the malika, what do? You can't do mitzui lamala, because maybe it's a chatas. You can't do hazar lamata, because maybe it's an oil. So, b'di'evit, if you did the chatas thing, so it works as the chatas work. The avid did the oil thing, the oilers work, but the shaila is, why isn't it dichoy right after the malika? So the chazainish, in kama, lamedalad dalad, he says that the pshat is, since balei chayim ain't any dochim, and you want the dichoy to be chal after the malika, that is a din of dichoy miyikara. The Gemara says, at least according to some in the Amrim, that nirav nidcha, that's dichoy, but dichoy miyikara is not considered dichoy. So kubi the Gemara, this Mishnah goes like the man the Amar, that dichoy mi kara is not called dichoy. So mela, after the malika, if you're saying it doesn't become nidcha while it's alive, to say that there's a dicha in the dam, that dicha would first be chal after the malika, that's called the dichoy mi kara. The dam was never roy, that's a dichoy mi kara, and dichoy mi kara lay have a dichoy. And the Eilat Shleim also says this is the second teretz. So that's one teretz on the Mekeges Kasha. It's a shtickle chiddush, because maybe since the Eif Mechayim was Roy, and then it became Nidcha after the Malika, maybe that would be called Nirv Nidcha. But the teretz says no. After the Malika, you have a new cheshbon discussing the dam, because the Eif itself is not Nidcha, it's Balachayim and Nidachim. And after the Malika, you have a new cheshbon starting the dam, that would be called Dichim Yikar. The Eilat Shleim says in other teretz, there's a machlekes later, if you're allowed to be zayrig dam in the wrong place, then roi naisa kilu amayim. If you have a mixture of, let's say, dam of a oila and dam of a chatas, an oila you do lamata by a behema, and a chatas you do lamala, and you do the zrika is differently, one with nesinas etzba, one with zrika. But the question is, if they got mixed up, are you allowed to do both zrikas, both the chatas zrikas and the oila zrikas with the dam at the ruvis? Because even if you're doing the Zriku also in the wrong place, you're right in Kilo Ein Mayim. So the Eilat Shleim says you can go like that man the Amr, that you're allowed to do the Zrikus in the wrong place. So that's why it's not a Dichoy, because with the Evid, once you did Malika, and now you have a question what to do. Should you do the Chattis ones, or should you do the Eilu ones? So there is a man the Amr that you could do both. Even though a Chattis has to be Lamala, and an Eilu has to be Lamata, but if you do both, you're allowed to do both, and you're writing Kiluei Mayim. So Ayyabazai wants to know, so how come, if you didn't do the Malika, you can't do the Malika Lechatchila and do both Avaidas? So he says, even that man, the Amr, that says you could do both, is Dafka, once it's Shechted, and you have the Dam, and you don't know what to do with it, it got mixed up, the Chattis and the Ayla, so then you could do both. Mashenkin to Shechted Lechatchila to do both, that you're not allowed to do. So now it answered McVegas Kasha, once the Malika was done already, there's no dichoy because you could do zrikas on both. And that's the Eilat Shleim's first teretz. The Brisker Rav says that even according to the man the Amar that you're not allowed to be zayik in the wrong place by a teruvis of dam, but that wouldn't make dichoy. If the reason why you're not allowed to do it is because of a chash psul or a safik psul or of a teruvis of psul, that makes dichoy. But if the reason why, if everything is kosher, you just can't do the zrika because it's a shinui, you've been doing it in the wrong place, a shinui wouldn't make dichoy. It's lechatchila, you're not allowed to do it, but you can't say it's dichoy, because there's no psul here. So he says, dafka, when there's an iser, l'marshu by shara niskol, there's an iser. You're not allowed to bring a shara niskol on the mizbeach. It's not just a shinui avoda. Shara niskol, l'chata semes is a psul. It's an iser. It's an iser akrava. Or he says, the Chata Sa'if and the Oila Sa'if, when they're alive, you're not allowed to do the Malika because there's an Isra of Lo Yavdol. The Chata Sa'if, you're not allowed to do the Malika of an Oila Sa'if because you're being Mavdol. You're cutting both Samanim. That's called Havdalah. There's an Isra of Lo Yavdol. So that's what makes it Dichoy. Mashain Kain, when you have, after the Malika already, there's only a Shaila of doing the Dam in the wrong place, that doesn't make a dichoy. He says it's mafurish in the Mishnayis later, which talk about when the dam chatas and dam oilo and ma'urv, where even the man yom that says you're not allowed to do the zrika, it says mzara kurtza. Why? Why don't you say dichoy? Zakta, because since there's no psul, the only issa zrika is because you're being mishana, that doesn't make a din dichoy. So who would then hear after the malika, there's no issa, it's only now you're not allowed to be mishana, you're being mishana, so that wouldn't make a din dichoy. Now, Shankin, when it's alive, there would be a din dichoy because there's an iser to do the malika in the wrong way. So again, the Brisker Rav, the Kivegas Kasha, I mean, is that the Gemara answers that Balei Chayim aren't nidchim, and that's why the birds aren't considered dachoy. Why don't you say after the malika, it should be considered dachoy because you still can't do anything with it. You can't do the Avodah L'mala because of the Eilon. You can't do the Avodah L'mata because of the Chatas. In the opposite, you can't do the Avodah L'mala because of the Chatas, you can't do the Avodah L'mata because of the Eila. So you have the Teretz of the Chazon Ish, and one Teretz of the Eila Shleima, it's Dichoy Mikara. We have the other Teretz of the Eila Shleima, that it goes like the man, the Omar, that when you have a teruvis, you're allowed to be zayikid in both places, even though you're doing the wrong place, you're right in kilo himayim. And we have the teres of the brisker rav, that even if you're not allowed to do it, but the evidence would work, you only say dicha when there's a psul or an iser that prevents you from doing it. But if just the shinah prevents you from doing it, you don't say dicha. And now let's see the next sugya. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Baravu, Amar Rav, Tabas shel Avedis Kechavim Shnis Arva B'meya Tabois. If you have a ring of Avedis Zara, Rashi says he used it to beautify an Avedis Zara, so it's Asa B'ana, and it got mixed up with 100 rings. V'nafla Achasem L'yam Agadol, and one of them fell into the Yam Agadol, Huchu Kulan, they all become Mutter. Now Minan, Hach T'nafla Hainu Di Yisura. You say that the one that fell, that's the one that was Asr, and all the rest are Mutter. Now, L'chaya would seem somewhat unlikely, out of 100 Tabois, to say that Punkt, the one that was a Tabash of the Zara, that was fell to the Amagadol. And Taisus, earlier, on the Fayin Gimlum and Beis, the Bermaskal El Amarava, and also the Rajban Taris of Beis, Eifenart, in Beis Dalet Char Beis, they both say that you see from this Gemara that the din that a dava chashev, a dava shebin minyan, like a tabas, is not batal, is a din derabana. So Mela, since me deraisa, it's all mutter, we're dealing with an issa derabana, so heim amru veheim amru derabana can all be mekel on their own din, that only when it's vadai that the tabas of a desar is there, that's when we say that it's not batal and it's all aser. But once it is a suffix, even an unlikely one, but there is a suffix that may be the tabas of the zara is b'chol not there anymore. So then they will make and said that you could be saimich on the din deraisa and say that it's batul. And members in Rav Yishayim hold that way, that all these things that are chashiv that we discussed in the previous share, whether it's beria or chatich harui le'eskabed or davar shebeminyan or balei chayim, mi deraisa everything's batul. Is a din derabanan that a davar chashiv is not batul. There is a taisis in Meila and afchafala from the days of Maskul Pruta, which is mashma that a davar chashiv is not batul min haTorah, because the Gemara there says a pruta shel hekdesh which fell into other prutas of chulin. The Gemara there is mavur that it's not batul b'roiv. You have to take out a pruta and be paid wherever the pruta is on the other pruta. And taisis asks why isn't it batul b'roiv? And if you're going to say because the davar sheish lo matirin, because you could be paid it, but that davar sheish matirim is a din derabanan. And then Taisus answers, because matbei is a davar chashev, and a davar chashev is not batal. So that would really seem like a davar chashev is not batal as a deraisa dikadin. The Pri Chadosh talks about it in Simon Kuf, in Sifkat and Gimel. He brings also, there's a Taisus in Bav Metziah Davav and Beis, which also asks a question about a sheep that was already past the Maaser Loim, which got mixed into the other sheep's. And Taisus asks the question, why isn't it batal b'raiv? And Taisus says that balei chayim is not batal, is a din derabanan. And that it's a beria, Taisus explains why it's not a beria, which is a little mashma, that balei chayim is a din derabanan, but beria is a din deraisa. But the ma'aser de Pri Chadosh and the placey there, they both say that Taisus me'ila, if anything, is just a das yachid, Rav Yishayim hold that it's a din derabanan. And in the Chanami, it would be a little bit shrey this Gemara, that if it's a din deraisa, that it's not batal, why would you say that if one of them fell out, already it's mutter? Maybe you could say that there's a heter of svek sveka, a suffix, that maybe there is no iser in this teruvis, because one of them fell out. And a suffix, even if there is an iser in the teruvis, maybe the one that you're using now is not that iser. The Shita Mekubet says, and Eris Kavav says that it's a Svek Sveka. And there's a Rav Yom, Simitofit Beis, that mentions the concept of Svek Sveka Lagabi this. But that could be only Betziriv that it's the Rabbanan. But if Taket is a Taisa Mila holds it's Deraisa, maybe he holds that there is a Deraisa Dik a Svek Sveka here, even though one of the Svekas is unlikely. It's unlikely that the one that fell out is the Tabashal of Eidazar. But could be, if you have another suffix, it could be mitzdarif to make it a sveksek, a vesechlish. But the Rishayim really do bring a raya from this Gemara that the din of davar chashev is the rabbanan. Now the Gemara says similarly on Amid Bey, is the same thing, the Gemara brings from Rish Lakish that a Chavir Shel Truma that was Nisar V'mei Chavius and one of them fell to the Yam HaMelech, they all become Mutter. And the Gemara makes a Tzrichasa between the two Memers, that this Memer, that was by Truma, which really there is an Eitza. Kanim could eat it. So the Gemara calls it a Davar Sheshem Matirim. It's not the classic Davar Sheshem Matirim, which is not Batal, because it's not called the Davar Sheshem Matirim, because to Kahanim it's Bechlal not Aser, and to Yisraelim it's not Yeshlim Matirim. It's not something which will become Mutter. But the Gemara means that there is an Eitzah for it, so Amela, Chazal wouldn't necessarily be as Mekel by the Truma, because you could give it to Kahanim. And by Tabash Levetizar, the Gemara says, that might not work because it's Loy Minker Nefilasa. It's not recognizable. If a whole chavis falls out, you could see that you lost the chavis. But if one tabas is a small item, so you won't be able to see it, so then the chazal were a mekel. Well, Kofanim, you have this din by Tabash Levetizar, you have this din by Chavis Shachuma. And the Rishainim, the Rajba, and the Rosh, and the Ran, and it's brought in the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf Yud, and Yeridea, they all say that it's a kolli yisikid din. Whenever you have a case where something is not batal, whether it's beria or chaticha or iliskabed or balei chayim or davashib minyan, and one of them falls out, you have this heter that they all become mutter because you say that the one that fell out was the yisir. There is a question if that also applies to davashesh lamatirim. Those things that we mentioned are a davachasha, which is not batal, that would apply. There is a question. The Mechaber brings from the Rajba that by a Davish Shleish Lamatirim also, if one of them falls out, again you say it's the Issa Rafael, because Davish Shleish Lamatirim is also the Rabbanan. But the Ramah, in Simen Kuf Yud Sefches, brings from the Mardechai that by a Davish Shleish Lamatirim, since the reason why it's not Batal is because why not wait till it becomes Mutter? So who then, if one falls out, Liyama Gadol, you have that same Svarim, and it will remain Asur, and he says that he should be Machmer unless it's a Makam Atzerich. Now the Rishonim say two Tanoim what you need in order to be Matter. First of all, it has to be Nafal Liyama Gadol or Liyama Melech. In other words, it has to be gone. If it just fell somewhere else, and it's not Befenenu, but it's somewhere else, and you have to don it in as well, that doesn't matter. As long as the mice is there, it's somewhere, and you're discussing all the things. You can't just say all what's left is mutter, and we assume that the Isser fell out to the Amechatesa. Okay, it's more mistaken that the Isser stayed in the Rive. It's only because one of them got completely destroyed, so now we don't have to don in it at all. So that one is not Negeya. Now what's left? We have a Shaila. Do we have an Isser here altogether? So since we don't know for sure if we have an Isser and what's left, so that's why it's Mutter Mashiach. And if it's still around, then we still have to don on it. And rather in that case, it won't be Mutter. That's what Tesis here says in Maskel V'Nafla and the Rajba in Peres Avayis. Now another thing is that it's only when it fell on itself, the Amagadol. If someone deliberately threw it into the Amagadol, that doesn't help, because then you could always do that. But there is a Machlekes Tesis in the Rajba. Tesis of here says, even B'Shegig, it was also Asur, because Kansin and Shegi got to maze it. And the Rajba, the entire Sabayis, and Shari Dal and Perik Beis, it's Dafka Vavim and Beis in the Dafya Sefer. He says no. He says Dafka maze it. But by Shegi, it's the same idea of Eim Leval and Nisla Lechetchila. You're causing something to become Batal. Eim Leval and Nisla Lechetchila. And therefore, be maze it if you Mevatal and Nisla Lechetchila, it's Asur. But if you do it by Shegi, it's Mutter. So who would then hear if you threw it to the Amagadol b'shegig, it would be mutter. It's dafka b'mezer that it's aser. Now the paskim paskim like tesis, as I paskim the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf Yud Siv Zayin. The thing is, there is a machlekes a paskim like this. The Veseisiv brings from the Shari Durim and from the Truma Sedeshin that tesis is only machme by shegig if he threw it to the Amagadol b'shegig. But if he ate it b'shegig, tesis wasn't machme, because if you're going to say that anyone who throws it to the Amagadol b'shegig gets mutter, so of course it would be quite shchiach that someone will go and throw it to the Amagadol and say, whoops, I didn't mean that, and end up mattering everything. Chazal didn't want that, so Chazal will go, he's a shegig, got to maze it. Now shegig and eating it, obviously we're talking about someone who cares about the yisr, he's not going to eat it kol zman it's aser, so he won't eat it b'shegig, got to maze it. So if he happens to eat it b'shegig, he forgot that an yisr was there, and he ate it, So then there's no kinsin in Sheiga to Mezid, and even Taisus would hold that it's mutter. That's what already Rishonim say, the Sharidu, the Chumasadesh, and the late Rishonim, and that's the Psak in Shulchan Aruch. Now Sheiga and the Shach and the Taz, they say that from the Chuvah Sirash is Mavur not the way. Because the Chuvah Sirash discussed Mamish such a case, where one sheep that was treif got mixed into the other sheep, and it was eaten before they knew about the teruvis. And the teruvis Rosh is mechanish that if it was eaten before you knew about the teruvis, then even Taisus is maskin, and that's good. Taisus only holds once you know about the teruvis, then we're afraid you might throw one into the amagadol. So whether it was done b'mezid or b'shegig, it's aser. It's only if it fell by itself without anyone doing it. Now shegig, if it was done before you knew about the teruvis, you didn't know about the teruvis b'chlal, so that's not nichlal. And what Taisus is saying, Zer Shega to Mezid, there was no Teruvis yet, it was not known yet, and the Mela, that would be Mutter. So you see from the Chuvus Arash, that even though there was eaten, but still the Chuvus Arash made it tonight, it was Dafka, it was before you knew about the Teruvis. If after you knew about the Teruvis, someone forgot about it, or someone else didn't know about the Teruvis and ate it, but the Teruvis was already known, it sounds from the Chuvus Arash, even though it was eaten b'Shega, you do have a Kansin and Shega to Mezid. And that's how the Taz and the Shach Paskin Halacha L'maisa. Now the Mefarshim will ask a Kasha, because the Gemara asked a Kasha on Rav from a Mishnah. The Gemara asked a Kasha on Rav, that if Rav says that if one of them fell to the Amagadol, it will become Mutter, so what's the Pshat in a Mishnah Yemusu Kulon? When Chattis HaMesu or Shar Niskel mixed into other Kachim, Yemusu Kulon, I might name it the Missi Surimis. Let's say the one that died was the Isser. And the Gemara answered, Rav Dalmak Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer holds, Im Karev HaReish Lechem Em Yikav HaKol HaRashim Kulam. Blaz was talking about if Balei Mumim got mixed up with Tamimim, and the halacha is, you don't not makriv any of them because of the Teruvis of Balei Mumim. And Rabbi Eliezer said, but if you already were makriv, so then you could be makriv the rest. So the kasha is, if the whole din of Rav is dafka by Nafla Me'elov, but if you were mapple it yourself, it doesn't work. Whether you say like Taisus, even B'Shege doesn't work, or even if it's like the Rashba Al-Kapanim and Mezid, it doesn't work. So what's the kash from the Mishnah? Why is it Yemusu Kulon? If you kill one of them, so you didn't B'Mezid, you killed one of them, and then it doesn't work. That's Pshat in the Gemara's kasha. So the Berakhs of Zevach says that you don't actually kill the behemoths via dying. Yemusu Kulon means you let them all die. You don't do anything with them, you let them all die, but you don't actually kill them. He said that's the Rambam Shita. You put them in a kippah and you let them starve to death. So since you're not actually killing them, they're dying by themselves. So the first one that dies died by itself. So then all of them should be mutter. That's the Berakhs of Zevach's Teretz. And the Tzayin Kedashim says, Taisus earlier on that fine Aleph says you do kill them, but he says, but here it's a mitzvah to kill them. Chazal told you to kill them. It's not like Tavois where there's no mitzvah to do anything with them. Here there's a mitzvah to kill them. So you can't say that it's like Mevat L'Nisla L'Chatchila. You went and you killed them, you caused the heter. You're not allowed to do that. You're supposed to kill them. So since you're mechliyev to kill them, and of course you can't kill them all in one shot, so as soon as you killed one, and you're mechliyev to kill it, so that should be matter all of them. But other mefarshim, the Mari Kirkus on the Rambam, in Uchas Chumas Perek, there's Vav Alacha Beis, and the Chavis Das goes with this, and other mefarshim, because the Emerson is a Shver Rambam. The Rambam Paskins, like the Gemara, that the man shall avid his kecham shenasarva v'mei tabayis v'nafla achsu yamagadol hutchu kulon. And the Raivin, both in Hilchas Avedah Zarah by Tabas and in Hilchas Chumas by Chavish Shel Chuma, asks Akasha, the Gemara says that the Mishnah doesn't stem with this Meimra, and it goes like Rabbi Lazar. It goes like a Das Yachid of Rabbi Lazar. So how could the Rambam pass him that way? So the Emerson, the Raivin holds not like the Rishonim we said, that Roy Vishainim, the Rambam, the Rosh, the Rashba, the Ran, Taisus, they all hold, and this is the Psak of the Tur in the Shulchan Aruch, Halach L'maisa, if one of them goes Liyam Agadol, Hotchu Kulon. But the Raivin argues, that Sagas the Raivin, and the Bedek Abayis of the Ra holds this way, holds that no, it's a Das Yachid, it's Rabbi Lazar, the Mishnah doesn't hold that way. So the Kash on the Rambam is, even if you want a Paskin like Rav, because so many Ram hold that way, Rav holds that way, and Rav Nachman and Rish Lakish, and Rav Yosef and Abaya discuss it, so all the Ram seem to hold that way. But the Gemara says it doesn't stem with our Mishnah. Because if you hold Hutchu Kulam, so who then you wouldn't say Yemusu Kulam, once you killed one of them, you'll say Hutchu Kulam. It doesn't stem with our Mishnah. And the Rambam paskens like our Mishnah. The Rambam in Hilchos Psulim Mikdashim paskens himusukulon. So how could the Rambam pasken that it's mutter? So Marie Kirkus and others say that the etzim that's takan halacha, that vibalt it's himusukulon, you're killing them biyadayim, it doesn't become mutter. And you have to say if it's a pulpul, why the Gemara asked the kash and Rav, it's only a havimina, or why Rav l'shitasei, it would be shver, v'ein kamakim l'harech, but the Yisayda Davar is, that Allah l'maisa, by our Mishnah, you wouldn't have that defuchikulan, takal sistam, because you're deliberately killing them. Why the Gemara asked the kash and say Rav goes like Abulaza? You have to say a yisha for it, that Mepharshim says zebekayv is zebekayv, v'ein kamakim l'harech. But that's the template for the Teretz on the Rambam. And the Rambam passing like the Stam Mishnah, and still the Rambam passing like Rav, because the Rambam was Mechalik, that when you do it deliberately, like all the Rishayim say, then it's not a Chikulim. And why the Gemara asked the Kasha and not give that Teretz, that you have to say a Yishuv. There's also another Kasha in the Rambam, that the Rambam doesn't passing like Rabbi Lazar. The Rambam passings when a Vari Tmimim get mixed with a Vari Bali Mumin, then you can't be makriv them, and even if you makriv a reish echad, you still can't be makriv. He doesn't pass them like Rabbi Lazar. So what's the chiluk? How come he passes them by tavoyis and by chavis? He passes them huchu kulon, and by hakrovis mimim and bali mumin, he passes that even if you makriv a reish lechemem, you don't say that all become mutter. So then the case of Mishnah and Hilchos Avodah Zarah by tavoyis and the Gayin and Simon Kuf Yudais Yud. They answer because the Gemara asks the question of Belezer, what happened to Dichli? When you makriv the Reish, but it already should be Asr, because it's already Nidcha, Elva Nidcha Yidcha, and the Gemara says, because he holds like Chanan HaMitzri, which doesn't hold of Dichli, and the Rambam paskins that you do hold of Dichli, so male, that's why the Rambam didn't pass like Rabbi Elazar, because you have a problem by Kachim of Dichli. Mashen came by Chulin, you wouldn't have the problem, and you'd be able to be Taila in one of them. Now, the Gemara asks Akasha that Rabbi Elazar was only mata by Shnayim Shnayim. Omer Rabbi Elazar, Lidur Rabbi Elazar, Shnayim Shnayim. Aval Echad Echad Loi. And the Gemara answered, Omle Ano Tarti Tarti Kaamina. Rabbi Elazar was only mata Shnayim Shnayim. That is, the Machlok Yishayim, what it means Shnayim Shnayim. Rashi holds, and Rav Yishayim hold like Rashi. The Rosh and the Ran at the end of the 7th Perek in Chulin and the Rashi Ben Taris of Ais, they hold, like Rashi says, that it's only mutter when you makrif two at a time. That we say hutcher kulam is only to eat them, or to use them, or to sell them, have enough of them two at a time, but not individually, one individually. And he says, Enechanami, I also meant shnayim shnayim, I didn't mean individually. And Shaila is, what's the svar lechalik? Why is it only mutter to eat the two at a time and not individually? So Rashi says that the svar is that each one you say, me the chavri lav di sura, iu nami lav di surahu, vahu di sura azalei. When you're eating two, you have a svara, that on each one you could say, since the other one is definitely mutter, so this one is also mutter. And Shalas, what exactly is the lumdus of that svara? What does that mean? Why is it a bigger mile if you eat two at a time? So the stipler, in Sim Mevav Eischeh, says as I'm in svara. He says that just like you find the other way by Isser, there's a din that Ashim Tali, you're only bringing Ashim Tali by Ikva Isura, which means like this. If someone eats a Kazat El Chaticha, which is a Safik, Chayla of Safik Shuman, he does not bring an Ashim Tali. Only if there were two Chatichas, Chaticha Mishdei Chatichas, and one of the Chatichas is Chayla and one is Shuman, and he ate one and he doesn't know if he ate the Chayla or the Shuman, then he brings an Ashim Tali. What's his Svara? Because as far as when you know for sure there's Isser here, and the Shaila is which one did he eat, that's more of the suffix. It's more, we even though they're both a 50-50 chance, but somehow when we know for sure there's Isser here, then there's more of a svara to say that he ate Isser. It could be his Bechal no Isser here. He ate a Chaticha, maybe his Bechal no Isser here. So that's not Ganuga suffix to bring an Ashim Tali. Hashem, we knew for sure the Isser was here. And the Shaila is, did he eat the Isser, did he eat the Heter? It's an under Hashem suffix. And that suffix, you have a suffix, which one he ate, not whether there was Issa here, Bechlal, that you do bring an Ashim Tali. So the same thing by Heter. If the Pshanis have a suffix, if this is Mutter or not, that's not enough to be Matter. But if I know one of these Ratichas are Mutter, and I have a Shaila, which one is Mutter? That's more of a svara to be matter. So Chazala, kaviyachal, going out on a limb and being matter with a whole teruvis because you're going to neman that hachti yisur and afal, which is not so likely. The pshat was, when the pshat is, what you're doing anyway has a heter in it. The question is, which one is mutter? That's a different svara to say it's mutter than if bechlal don't know that I have any heter here bechlal. Not really a perfect dinyan, because there, like we're saying, it's a different suffix if the shal is it asur or mutter, or we know that there is isur here, the shal is which one you ate. But here you need both of them to be mutter in order to be matter. So just because one is mutter, it doesn't give the greatest svara to say that both of them are mutter. But Al Kopanim, I think the etzim svara, I think it's taka machalik zeshenim. I don't think that's the pshat in Rashi. You see, the emes is the shach, he brings down Rashi. He brings down Rashi's nusach. So he says a chiddush. He says, l'fizeh, let's say you have tabois and there are two tabois that got mixed in. So, and then two of them fell to the Amagadol. So you're going to say hutru kulan. But it's only mutter if you have shnayim shnayim. So what's it then when you have two? Right? Let's say you have that got mixed in issa with heter, but two chatichas got mixed in. You have eight chatichas of heter and two chatichas of issa. And now, two of the chatichas were not fully amagadol. So hutru kulan. So how much do you have to eat? So he says, according to Rashi, you have to eat four. Or if three chatichas got mixed in, you have to eat six. You have to have an equivalent amount of heter to the possible iser. So the Pri Chadash says that it's true, according to Rashi, it would sound that way. But the Rosh says a different svara. The Rosh says a svara differently. The Rosh says that since you know for sure there is heter here, so then that's why it's mutter. So if let's say you have two of iser, so as long as you have three, so you know for sure there's heter here. So the Pri Chadash sounds like this. The Pri Chadash sounds like the Rashi, the Shach is right. If the Yisrael Adavar is since Midachavrei Heteruhu Iunami Heteruhu, so then you need an equivalent amount. You wouldn't be able to say, if let's say two Isurim got in, you wouldn't be able to say since one of these three are mutter, so the other two are mutter, Mechatesa. Okay, the Isurim Rubisa, maybe that one's mutter and the other two are. So it's only when it's an equivalent amount. Mashenke and according to the Rosh, which says that since you vada have some Heter, that's why it's mutter. So that would apply even if you don't know that you have an equal amount of heter and iser. And it's your talking you have more iser than heter, like if two fell in and you only have three pieces. Or three fell in, the Shach would say you need six pieces, and the Pri Chadash would say, lefi the Rosh, you need four pieces. So the Rosh, I think, is very similar to the stipulous type of a svar. If you have a vadei heter, it's a different shmuz. It's a different shayla. If mehechet heis have any heter here, that chazal weren't mekel. If I know anyway I have heter, and the shalos maybe everything's heter, so then chazal will make it. But l'fi Rashi is a different knech, and that's why I need equal. L'fi Rashi, the knech isn't because since I have a vade heter here, l'melech chazal will make it to say everything's heter. The knech was, I'm eating something, and I know that half of it's mutter, so mingling that half of it's mutter, the other half is also mutter. Minechavrei lavisuruhi yunami lavisuruhu. It's a migli azah. It's not because since it is a vada heter here. It's a migli. You're telling me this one's asur, but the other one's mutter. I mean, if this one's asur, for sure the other one's mutter. So since I know for sure the other one's mutter, so mamel, that makes me think that this one's mutter. So I have a zayin, the Shach is saying it has to be equal. You don't say since one of them's mutter, so that makes two of them mutter. If it's an equal amount, then you could say it is migli. And it's a bissel shver to svaris, but I think it's all a shail and derabanan, so derabanan will only mekel when they have a little bit more of it seer, for a little bit more of it tlier to be mekel. And this is sheet is right v'sheinim, like we said, and this is the psak halacha in Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Kofiot, Siv Zayin, that this heter of hutru kulan, which of course, like we said before, only applies if it was done in Mela, or done before the teruvis, or, and we pass can even b'shegi gets also, but could be achila b'shegi gets mutter. But it's also only mutter by shnayim shnayim. In the Rambam, there's two chiddushim in the Rambam. First of all, the Rambam has a different pshat in shnayim shnayim. The Rambam's pshat in shnayim shnayim is it's only mutter if two of them were nafal, not if one of them was nafal. There's no din you have to eat two together. Everything's mutter, period. But it's only mutter if two of them are nafal. That's one chiddush of the Rambam. And second of all, the Rambam brings the din in two places. with the way the Gemara brings it. He brings it in the Hilchos Avodah Zarah Legabi Tabois. He brings it in the Hilchos Truma Legabi Lechavyos. And Legabi Hilchos Avodah Zarah, he says it din day in each Nahim. That's only when two Tabois fall out. And Legabi Hilchos Trumas, he doesn't say in each Nahim. Legabi Hilchos Trumas, it's mashma clearly in the Rambam that even one Chavisa falls out is already mutter. So the Kesef Mishnah has one svara to say that the Pshan in the Rambam is, the reason why I need two to fall out is because of the Gemara svara of Minkra and the Filosa. And the Rambam paskins, and the Rambam Taka paskins that by Te'ena, it doesn't work by Chuma, because you need Minkra and the Filosa. And that's the Pshat, why Tabais, why Taka by Tabais, don't you need Minkra and the Filosa? The Teretz says, because it's two. Two is Minkra and the Filosa. Mashengen Echavish Chuma is Minkra and the Filosa, even by one. So Kumtais, the lumdus of the Rambam, why you need two, why the only one matter by Shnayim Shnayim, is a lumdus of Minkra in the Filosa, and that would apply to Tabois, which won't be so Nikr, and that won't apply to Chavis, because it's Nikr even by one. But the Gra and other Mepharshim are bothered with the Kesef Mishnah, a few kashes. First of all, the Gemara is not so mashma that way. The Gemara is mashma, like the way the Rajba learns in the Tshuva, the Gemara is mashma that you need it, there's a tzrichasa between Rabbah and between Rav Nachman and Rish Lakish, there's a tzrichasa. If it only say Chavis, we would think Tabayis is not Minkra Nifilasa. But Lamaisa, we paskin Tabayis is called Minkra Nifilasa. And then the Gemara says that Te'ena Nat, that's what Rabbah says, L'hit the Rish Lakish el Chavis, but Te'ena Nat. But he's not arguing and saying that Rish Lakish is arguing by Tabayis. The Teretz is a different argus. Tabayis is not so Nikr, but it's more Nikr than Te'ena. Te'ena is b'chol not nikr, and that's why it's machmer by Te'ena. But to say that l'maisa, we paskin Tabayis also not, and then be mechadish that by two it is called mikin filasa, the Gemara is not mashma that way. Because the Gemara had said before that the Rav Nachman Gufa also menshnayim. So why did the Gemara say Tabayis is loy minkun filasa if Nachman Gufa menshnayim? You have to say it, shnayim has nothing to do with minkun filasa. The Tabayis is less minkun filasa than Chavis, so you wouldn't know Tabayis from Chavis. And Rabbah wants to mechala between Tabayis and Chavis to Te'ena, which is even a third darga of Minkra Nifilasa, and that already not. Also, if this cheshbon is correct, so the Rambam should have said that by Te'ena it works when two Te'enim fall out. And the Rambam never says that two Te'enim work, it's just Te'ena not. It sounds like how many fall out is not totally bechlal in the Shaila. Besides, the Rambam in Pirish Mishnayis, on the Mishnah of Rabbah Lazar, he says why in each Shnayim. His Lashon is, because it's chal suffik b'shneim yachad. It sounds like it's more of a suffik to say that you tailor that the issa fell out when two fell out, because now it's chal suffik from the shneim b'yachad. Nothing to do with minkra nifilasa. So what's taka the pshat? Why the Rambam paskin by Tabois that you need shneim, and by chavish al chuma he doesn't say you need shneim? So a lot of Mepharshim learn that the Rambam is mechalak, that by Tabayis the Gemara says in each nine, by Chavos Hashuma the Gemara says you know in each nine, and what's Taka the Chilak? Good. Each one says Epis of Pulpul, Epis of Svar, Lechalak, then come up, come on, hold the Svaris, but that's how the Rambam seems to paskin, that the Din Shnayim was said by Tabayis, it wasn't said by Chavis, and as I paskin the Rambam. But what is the Svar of the Rambam? It's also Shver Svar, that you need two to come out. The Rambam in Pesh Mishnayis, and I saw this also in the Derech Emunah from Chaim Knievsky in the Bira Alachadi and the Rambam in Hilchos Trumas, where the Rambam brings the din of Chavis, he says it's came like it's more of a sex feka when you have a teruvis that fell out. If stam one fell out, so what are you going to say? That maybe the issa fell out. That you don't say. Vashengen, if two fell out, so you know that a heter fell out, and we don't know which one was the issa and which one's the heter. So we have like two teruvis in here. Maybe the issue is in the teruvis that fell out, because that's gufa teruvis, and intim slime it's still here. Maybe the one they're eating is not the one. So that's kind of like a svek sveka of tre teruvis, mashenkin if one fell out. Or it's a little bit shver svara. But al kalbanim, the Rambam is matrich, at least by Avodah Zarah, that two of them fall out, but the Rambam is not matrich that you eat them or have enough of them shnayim shnayim. So halacha l'maisa l'mashal, let's say by a meal of the chasna is being served, and before they have a chance to serve most of the portions, they found out that one of the portions of chicken is a tray for chicken. So chaticha ruy l'iskabin, so l'chayi, you're going to have to throw out the whole chasana. That was then. By the time you found it out, let's say some of the chicken's already eaten. So would you have the svara of m'naf l'echa li'am agadu hutshu kulam? In the front, if it's eaten before this neida safik, even according to the shach and taz at home, that eating it b'sheging is the same thing as throwing it out b'sheging and the machmir, but eating it before the teruvus was known, that everyone knows is mutter. But you have a tremendous problem, because the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Kuf Yud Paskins, it's only mutter tita shnayim shnayim. So you wouldn't be allowed to serve the chickens to the guests, because you'd only be allowed to eat them if you take two pieces of chicken at the same time, and put in your mouth in each bite from two pieces of chicken. I don't think that would work out. Now maybe you could clear that, because we are dealing with an Issa Derabanan, maybe Behefsid Meruba, you could be Saimach on the Rambam, that holds it's not the Pshat and Shnayim Shnayim. The Pshat and Shnayim Shnayim is, if two of them has to fall out of the Ruvis, in the case where, let's say, two chickens fell out, or maybe that's only a Dim Bayi Vay Dezayim. But the Maisa the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Kuf Yud is Saisim, like the Rishonim, that you need Shnayim Shnayim. And now let's see a little bit the next sugya. The Gemara says, Amarav Tabash Lev V'chom Shnesarv V'Bemeyat Tabois. If you have one ring of a Dezara, which got mixed with 100 rings of Pirshu, Abom L'makam Acher, Shishin L'makam Acher, and now we have 40 on one place and 60 on another place. Pirshu Achas Me Abom Eina Yiseris, Achas Me Shishin Yiseris. If one of the 40 goes to a second Teruvis, it doesn't aser. One of the 60 does. So Gemara says that wouldn't shtim, because just like you say, one of the 40 doesn't aser because he's sur b'rubi isa. So even if it's one of the 60, it also shouldn't aser because he's sur b'rubi isa. So the Gemara says it means if the entire 40 is pirshin l'makam acher, it would not aser because he's sur b'rubi isa. But the entire 60, it would aser. But Shmuel says no. Even if one would be perish, it asks because Hanach Laveris Chacham is Svek or Svek Svek Asur at Seif Olam. So Mar brings a Machlekes. Mar says the Machlekes Tanon that Rav holds that a Svek Sveka is Mutter, and Shmuel holds that a Svek Sveka is Asur by Veris Chachamim. And the Gemara says, the Mar brings a Brisa Meisvei Savak of Veris Chacham Asur with Svek Sveka Muteris like Rav. And the Gemara says the Machlokes Tanon, because the Gemara brings the banks about Rimeinei Badon, which is not a bottle, because of the Chashivas, a Machlokes Tanon, if it's also by a Svek Sveka. L'maisa, we paskin that a Svek Sveka, when it's two Tzareivis, it's Mutter. And we had spoken in a previous year, in the first year in the Afayin Aleph, that there is a Machlokes Yushainim, if one Safik is Beguf, and the other Safik is Betaruvis, if that's Asur Mutter. We spoke out there's two svaris, why it should be worse. One is that a Safik Beguf and a Safik Betaruvis, that can't be Mitztarif, and the other is that the Safik Beguf, there's already a Psak of Safik Daraisa L'chumra, and then the Safik Betaruvis is Ki'ilu, it was already Gepaskin that it's Asur, so it does not Mitztarif for a Svek Svekum. Well, we spoke about that in the Afayin Aleph. But when you get here, the kids in Nimrutz, there's a Machlekes Yushainim, the Rambam, by Rimeinei Badon, Paskins that you need three Svekas. Two Svekas are also, you need three Svekas. Taisus over here, and Rav Yishayim hold the way also, the Rajbu, the Rosh, the Ran, but Taisus says that even though the Brisa says, Pirish Echemem L'Ribu, Umei Ribu L'Ribu, Mutarin, you don't need two. You don't need that it should go from the Teruvus to a Ribu, and then from the Ribu to another Ribu. Even the first Ribu, the Mutter, but the Chiluk is that the first Ribu, they can't not Mutter all of them of Asachas. Because then it wouldn't be a Svek Sveka. It's totally in the first Safik. Mashenkin, when it gets to the second Ribu, so then it's even Mutter all them b'vasachas. Because already everything in the second Teruvus is Mutter al Svek Sveka, so whatever fell into the third Teruvus is even Mutter all b'vasachas. But the Rambam, there seems to be a steer, because Lagabe Rimeinei Badon, the Rambam paskins that you need three Teruvus. For some reason, Chazal asked it a Svek Sveka, and they will matter when you have a third Safik. The Rambam paskins say you only need two teruvis. And the Kesef Mishnah, and Ilchas Avodah Zarah, is marich about it, he's matitzich with it. But a lot of the Achrenim, the Radvaz, the Macholos Asuris, and the Perek Tezayin Alach Yud, and the Kresu Plesi, and the Chavis Das, and the Grom, and Simon Kuf Yud, They all say like this, that the Rambam holds that when the issue is chashivus, like Rimei Badon, then a chadavah that's chashivus is not potl, so they were machma even by svek sveka, but by a third suffix, that's when they were mekel. Now, shegem by vedezara, be'etzim, it doesn't have enough chashivus not to be potl, it's because of the chumra of vedezara. So since it doesn't have chashivus, it's the chumra of vedezara, they're already by a svek sveka, it's mutter. So by a davish al chashivus, kum dais lefi l'achreinim, like a chaticha ruy l'skabed, or a davish b'minyan, or a balchai, or a beria, the Rambam would hold that two teruvis are not enough, you would need three teruvis to be matter. But l'maisa, reiv achreinim paskin, like reiv rishenim, if Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rambam, but reiv achreinim paskin, like reiv rishenim, that even by a davish al chashivus, if you have two different teruvis, it fell into one teruvis, and suddenly from that teruvis fell into different teruvis, it's mutter even with two teruvis, and the Gemara that mentions three is Lav Dafka. The only shmuz in the Paiskim is, what's it in by Safak Echa Beguf and Safak Echa Beguf, they were Machmir, that in that case is not Mestayer for Svek Sveika.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.